This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience Podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm. Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is the Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Sam Vidovich, with Sophie Tomey on the news, and producer Jeremy Person. And now your host. With daylight savings time here, he's got one more hour of day drinking. Deese Casillas.
Malav Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. With me back in the studio, producer Jeremy Person. Jeremy, how are you doing?
Good.
Are you on?
Great. I don't think so.
There you are.
No, there
you're on.
And he's got to talk like directly
into that fucking thing.
Awkward.
You got to talk into the mic for it to catch your voice.
There you go. And our guest tonight, Sam Vidovich.
Ayo,
returning.
Hello.
And as always, Sophie Tomey on the news. Sophie, how you doing?
Good.
Is that her news catchphrase?
It's becoming it.
40 bodies found in a terrible bus crash.
There's a great moment in the other week's show where we couldn't even tell who was. We had Sophie doing it in real time, and then we're doing them so. We'll do an example for him. So Sophie's gonna do it,
okay,
and then we're gonna play the recording. So this is Sophie in real time.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you told him which one it was.
Now here's the fake one.
Right?
It's hard. You can't even tell the difference. You can't even tell which one it is, right? So let's see. Sophie, do it again.
Right.
And then there's the recording from the other week.
Right.
It's so hard to tell the difference. You can't even.
I feel like you just did the recording every single time.
You were clicking the mouse the whole time.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I was listening to that.
And not only that, but it was cutting out right at the end.
Yeah, someone trimmed a little too much off the
end.
You're
stepping on the bit. That's the idea. With it, they're all the same.
I mean, it's hard to step on a bit that small.
You managed to. Let's see. All right. So here we are, guys. Thanks for coming back for another episode. It's going to be a fun one. We have no idea what we're going to talk about. I've been fucking. It's coming into the time of year where I don't get. I just. It's busier and busier because road time's coming up. I got to figure out the schedule, being out and about, who's going to watch my house and my dog, and still got to fit in drinking and whoring. So
whoring,
yeah, that's the important one. Mm-hmm. Whoring. And you know, the police are cracking down on that, which is bullshit. It's consensual. But you know, so we're here, as you guys, if you've been listening for a while, are used to it. This time of year, you know, shows are going to be, you're always going to get a show every week, just what it is and what
and quality,
the quality, length of show, things like that change drastically. You'll get a lot of brewery shows coming up. Me hanging out at breweries over the summer. And also traveling, doing shows with other comics and stuff like that. So it's going to be fun. It'll be good. But today we are in studio with the crew. We got some good news, right, Sophie? And we've got all kinds of other stuff. We
don't even need her here now. We have so many sound clips.
Basically, he's got a voice print.
And we're going to talk some movies. I'm gonna get that timestamp too, and just have like, it's gonna be fun. It's been a busy week at the drinking debate last night. That was fun. Game of Thrones premiered last night. Nobody cares. Does anyone in here watch that show?
I did. I watched it today.
Did you? Do you watch that show?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen them all?
Yes.
Why should we watch it?
Okay.
Do you watch it, Sophie?
I've seen the first like 4.5 seasons.
How many seasons are there?
I don't know.
They're on eight, I think. Yeah,
eight seasons. I'm so confused by seasons now, because seasons used to be like in the fall, all the new shows came out, and then like,
the leaves died and decomposed into our television shows.
Yeah, and then now it's like a season can be. They can do two seasons in a calendar year, or they can do one season like 5 years if you're Curb Your Enthusiasm or something or some other show. Like, I don't understand.
Or Game of Thrones. It's been a year and a half since the last one. A year.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, and these prestige shows.
Turn me up.
Once they get so big, they'll do it towards like, oh, this season's actually only going to be 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Long, versus back when a season was 8 episodes long. So they really like fucking milk it once it starts making money.
Yeah, they like split. It's like when they do like the Harry Potter movies and they split the last one into two movies because they want to.
Or Avengers.
Yeah, any of that shit. So, okay. Why? So tell us about, start at the first episode
Christ.
Our way through. Give us a brief synopsis.
And be sure to notate whenever the TV plot verges from the book plot.
Yeah.
I need to know that.
Also, tell us your favorite commercial from the original episode in detail.
HBO,
it's on HBO, so it doesn't have commercials.
HBO doesn't have commercials?
No.
They have like ads for their shows at the beginning of the show.
They don't have any commercials?
No, it's HBO. You're paying for it.
I've never watched it. I don't have HBO. I've never had HBO. I don't know if I've ever even watched HBO in my life.
This is embarrassing.
Sesame Street's on HBO now.
Even less reason for me to get HBO. You're trying to talk me into it or out of it?
I can't believe that. Like, they pulled it from PBS because they put a transgender Muppet on there.
Is that why they did it?
Yes.
God.
Why did they have to
put a transgender Muppet on? I know. Gross.
No.
Also, it's a Muppet.
Outward.
It isn't any.
I feel like we're assigning gender onto it that it wouldn't necessarily have assigned itself.
Right. Because guess what? When someone doesn't have a fist inside of it, it's fucking nothing. Just like women. Okay. So right.
Uh-huh.
So
was that real?
Yeah, that
okay.
I don't know.
Now I have to.
Sophie can throw her voice too, so that's the confusing part about it. So the first episode, there's dragons.
I watched the first episode.
There's no dragons?
There's no dragons for like the first 6 seasons.
No, there was dragons by the time.
There was eggs and stuff, but they
they turned into dragons. She was just getting them started when I quit watching.
Why did you quit watching? Because it's a horrible fucking show. That's
I
a waste
moved
of time.
Out of my parents' house.
Where the HBO lived.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That makes sense.
I mean, I have my parents' HBO login, and I still don't watch the show. I watched like 3 episodes years ago when I was living in Portland, and just like.
Of course, you were in Portland. You had to watch it.
Smoking a lot of weed and was unemployed.
Did you watch on like old rear projection TV? Yeah, you know.
Yep.
Wearing like corduroy shorts.
They mailed me. I was on a subscription. They mailed me the reels.
You're like, yeah, you're 8 millimeters out. They didn't even film it on this. No. I don't know how this happened.
Maybe that's why I actually watch it, because I pay for my own fucking HBO.
Yeah, so you're like trying to get all you can. I paid for this.
You better watch it.
You tricked yourself into.
You better not turn that fucking TV off. I paid for that shit. Runs 24/7 in this house. We get our money's worth.
We're an HBO family.
Get that Showtime shit out of here.
It's so crazy because I made a joke about it the other day, and people got mad at me because they thought I was making fun of
HBO?
The show. No, Game of Thrones. But I was really more making fun of porn, because I'm like, why do you watch this show? Don't you know all the sex scenes are put on YouPorn? Like, you don't have to watch the show. It made me realize, like, I don't watch TV. Like, I literally never watch TV. The only times I put my TV on is right before I go to bed, and I watch the same shit over and over again because I want to go to sleep and I won't watch it. Like, I need noise, but something familiar,
you don't need to pay attention to. Right. Your brain's not going to latch on to.
Exactly. Because if it's something new, I'll watch it. But
so
if it's. Watch Jaws again. I've watched The Office a million times through. I've watched It's Always Sunny a million times through. Things like that, I've seen them all. I watch Jaws a lot.
I still haven't seen Jaws.
I fucking hate you, goddammit.
I haven't seen it since, like, probably 86.
It's on Netflix. Watch it.
It's in my queue.
Oh, good.
I have HBO.
I have so much titillizing television to watch. Why would I watch Jaws?
But why? I don't. First of all, my biggest thing is I don't know where people get time to do anything, like watch a show. Because I live my life like
there's no tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Actually, first of all, that's most importantly, I need to know that. But like, I don't know where people find time. I was talking to some people a while back, and someone started talking about the show Chopped, and I'm like, Chopped? You're watching Chopped? You watched all these other shows and got to Chopped? Like, this is how much time you have? What are you doing with your life, man? Like, I don't.
Chopped's pretty good.
You're like, you have your time managed, like, so well with other shit that you're doing.
Yeah.
You don't really have time to do shit like that. But with me, it's like, I can't get out of my house a lot of the times because I have so many fucking kids. And, you know, so I'm stuck at home. I can't just pick up and go downtown. I can't do this. I can't
do that.
He has
so many kids, Deez.
So many kids.
They just all sit on him. They can't even move.
Yeah. It's like Gulliver's Travel or whatever.
Gulliver's? I don't even know. I'm not sure which.
It's Gulliver's.
Okay. Gulliver's. Yeah. So even then, I started thinking about it. I don't know the last show that I was like, this is a sign. Like, this is viewing. Like, I have to view this
NYPD
show.
Blue when they said shit on TV.
Yeah, side boob. Yeah. give me some Jimmy Smits.
I feel like I was, like, super into Game of Thrones, like, the first, like, 3-4 seasons.
Yeah.
And now it's just to the point where I need to know what fucking happened. It's not that I'm even into it. Like,
you've invested so much time, you have to now.
Yeah.
I literally had
my phone in my pocket with my headphones in and just sat there and fucking listened to it.
Oh, you didn't even watch it? Well, you didn't even get to watch the sex scenes?
The Game of Thrones podcast.
Spoken word edition. Yeah. Just get the books on tape, man.
But no, whenever there's like a sex scene or something, I pull my phone out of my pocket.
And your dick.
Oh, yeah. God. The sex scenes are the fucking worst part of Game of Thrones.
They're
the best. Guess who? Also watches Game of Thrones.
Your parents?
Well, yeah, my dad. I was living at my dad's house. You know, there's nothing more fucking horrifying than playing a game of chicken, like, while watching Game of Thrones with your dad. Like, who's going to leave the room first?
So they can
Who's
going
to act
they can
like
masturbate.
They're mature enough to, like, sit? Oh, no, because it's uncomfortable to watch people fucking to your
I remember
my parents are obsessed with the show.
I do.
Watch it together as a family?
Guys, if you wanted to watch a midget fuck a hemophiliac, they have websites for that. Like, I don't understand what the fuck is going. Like, with dragons, too. I can get you to porn right now that there's fucking pterodactyls banging, three pterodactyls banging a lady.
Not real looking pterodactyls.
They're
they don't
pretty
have the
real.
I don't know.
The
I saw the commercials for Game of Thrones, and I thought the CGI looked pretty bad.
Better than porn.
Porn.
Well, I don't think porn has a CGI budget.
A CGI department. Like, I don't know. Everyone says porn in video games pushes technology forward. So,
yeah.
How does porn push technology forward?
Well, there's a reason Betamax doesn't exist anymore.
Porn, and I'm not good at technology.
Distribution.
And streaming and image quality.
Yeah. I mean, it's the reason Blu-ray took off over HD DVD.
HD DVD. Yeah. It's because that's where the porn lived.
Yeah, same thing with... So years ago, before Sophie was a zygote, there was, when VHS was taking off, there was something called Betamax, which was a similar, and they were like two competing. There's actually a time when Betamax was
Betamax
is the better image.
Yeah. Right, but
VHS
porn,
is cheaper and porn adopted.
Porn, yeah, adopted VHS. So VHS is where Betamax is a thing that's, buried in a landfill with all the Atari versions of the E.T. game. Like, that's... So, it's weird. Yeah, porn really has a larger impact than we realize.
With VR, the two main industries pushing it forward right now is porn and video games.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that's so scary.
Because POV style porn is so popular now. Imagine you just put on the headset and then you feel like you're fucking something.
Do you feel it though? You don't feel it. Looks like it, right?
When you put on a VR,
you feel it more. You feel it like you're more into it.
Psychosomatically, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Like if you play a VR game, like you'll have to come over to my house and try it, dude. Not VR porn.
All right. I get it. Is Megan gonna be gone? Let's make an evening of it. I'll bring a Chianti.
If you do like a roller coaster or something like that, like you get. You start feeling kind of like
your brain can be tricked very easily, especially with images.
Right.
Because with images,
the direct neural link to your sensors in your, it's very.
When you're sitting there at porn and you got loads flying at your face, like you're sitting there.
What kind of porn are you watching?
Judgment-free
like Matrix porn where he's like slow motion, just loads coming at his face.
So here's the shit. I was listening to this this VR engineer talk about how he did a demo for a porn company and because... just like any other piece of technology, it can break. There can be bugs. And so it's like you put on, he had the headset on and, it was like POV, like the girl right there. And then it just starts to break. And all of a sudden, like her limb shoots out five miles long and like it starts mosaicing.
Awesome.
Yeah. And dude, it's just like.
And now that's the only thing that guy can come
That's your fetish now. You're just stuck on there, like, give me the weird shit.
That's the girl who's like, like glitching out. Yeah.
I want to fuck Mr. Fantastic's sister. She's having a seizure. Okay. Well, that sounds fun. I don't know. First of all, the VR porn thing seems weird to me. I'm fine with not regular porn. I don't know.
It's only because you haven't
seen VR
because
you're an
porn.
Old man.
Yeah.
And you're going to be left in the dust.
That's fine.
Well, not only that, but...
I can't, that's I'm beating off and a dust comes out, Sam. I don't need, I'm not that.
But you have to be, to watch VR porn, you have to be in a place that you feel absolutely fucking safe, though. Because you got the fucking,
the
blinders
headset.
On. You got
you gotta have like a panic room.
Yeah, you got the fucking earphones on.
Or at least a really good friend.
You're not
going to hear anybody
come in.
Right now in this iteration of VR, we just wait until it's just, you got the sunglasses and then... they flip up and it's just like it's a HUD that you can see through.
Yeah.
It goes from opaque to.
But that's more AR at that point.
AR VR. You want it both, don't you?
What is AR? Actual reality.
Augmented reality. So it's like a layer above what you're seeing. So,
what does that mean?
So it's just like you just see like it's like the
like
sci-fi
in Spy Kids.
Exactly.
Like way to bring out a reference. I'm definitely gonna know.
No, so it's like you're walking down the street and then it's just like it scans this person. It shows you their Facebook profile, but you're still seeing the street.
Okay.
It's a layer on top of what you're seeing already.
Huh. Is that a thing that exists?
Yeah. AR exists. It's like way too bulky to be practical at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's the thing. That's when we get to that dark cyberpunk future and it's like everyone's got them implanted at birth.
Well, you know.
And then it's like you're just wearing a QR code on your shirt and every time someone looks at you, that company pays you to be seen. And that's why I took all these hostages at this TV station.
That's it. That's a real thing. So I was actually listening to on the Joe Rogan Experience. He's recently had Elon Musk on, and then more recently he has had on some other guests, and they've been talking about, because Elon Musk talked about what they're developing called a neural link, which is essentially you're linked to the internet. And they supposedly they have one being released for Black Friday this year for Christmas.
That's
no, they don't.
Yes, and
what does that even mean? What does
so
that
what
mean
it is is like it's you. If you want to Google something, you just think it. Essentially,
fuck that. That's and you're, not. That's not you're, there yet.
We're just talking about how much porn
that Alex
going
Jones
on?
Was proved right about the fucking human monkeys in China.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they just genetically modified.
Yeah.
They've been injecting freaking human like brain genes into monkeys.
What else do you think he's right about? Sandy Hook, false flag?
Yeah, maybe.
Fake.
Maybe.
We're living in the third dimension.
Vampire child molesters?
Yeah, elf, demon, child. Yeah, cool. I'm down with that, man. That sounds fun. I'm cool. You like do those weird drugs and he's yeah
those weird drugs
the weird the ones weird like ones. The weird space drugs.
I smoked an asteroid.
he's not all that he's crazy. Okay,
really going out on a limb
this
there.
This is kind of AR, dude. Hey, and freaking action! Come on.
Wait, what, there's stuff in my house. I got a blocker.
Fuck
it. Yeah. I'm Pokemon Go right now.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, yeah, Pokemon Go is augmented reality.
It's a good little, like, example of it. Like, so usually, but it's not working. Oh, there we go. So, see, he's kind of floating around in space.
Yeah.
There now.
This is a good pod. He's floating around. No, oh, it's a good, like, it's going in space. But, like, how is that? How does that compute to, like, real life? Like is there a practical application or what?
Well, the practical application is like you're wearing some sort of eye device, and you can see like, through it, so you can still be walking down the street, and it's feeding you information based on what you're seeing.
Okay,
so you actually have like the weather shit. You have like all your shit up there, but there's also
okay. I see.
It's basically just you have like you're like looking through smartphone sunglasses.
Yeah. Okay,
they have videos.
I mean,
online
I don't think it's gonna
playing,
be good. Yeah. It's just I think that's
there's
where it's going.
People playing Super Mario fucking while walking down the street, and it's actually like Mario.
And that's
on
when
shit around you.
And here's the shit. And then there's like a high powerful CEO banker walking down the street, and you hack into his glasses, and you make that manhole cover look like it's still there when it's really not, and then he falls down and dies.
And then you get him to sign over everything to you if you help him out of it, but then you just kill him.
No, he's dead, because I'm a hitman in the cyberpunk future.
You don't want his money?
What? I'm getting paid by someone else.
To kill him?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Cool. You're gonna be
awesome.
Things
are looking great. Yeah, things are looking really
looking good. We got a lot of big plans. Yeah. Really
just good. waiting for this Elon Musk neural link to pan out. And
they've actually said they've already figured out how to basically like download human consciousness into.
Saw that too. That shit scares me.
I don't know,
that's,
man. Why is it bullshit?
Like, they just figured. It's just like, oh, yeah.
No,
we
they didn't
that
just
out.
Figure. They didn't just, like, kick over a pop can and figure it out. No, like, they've been working on it for a while.
But he just
time.
Mentioned it like that on a podcast. Like, oh, yeah, we figured it out.
No, Elon Musk was saying that they've.
Believe anything that guy says because he's a fucking megalomaniac.
Yeah, he's the best.
No,
I know
he's
you
the
hate
worst.
Him. You hate
he's
Elon
the
Musk.
Fucking worst.
I love him.
He's great.
Jesus Christ.
I wish he could
he's
be president.
Oh, my God, that'd be horrible.
Really? That would be horrible?
That would be horrible.
Why?
Because he's South American or African.
African. Yeah.
Sorry.
He's actually innovating and trying to do things that make sense to for the future of our world.
Yeah, but it just sucks that he's the guy that's doing that.
Why it suck he is?
Because he's fucking insane.
Because he's
insane.
More of a meme lord than you?
that's one of my big problems with him is he's painfully unfunny.
Yeah.
Thinks he's funny.
He's kind of awkward.
No one is that
but
smart.
But he
doesn't have
funny
to be funny.
Too.
Yeah, like
no,
he's
but
clearly
his
on the
whole
spectrum
thing
in
is,
some way.
His whole thing is just like he has no, like, it's the Jurassic Park thing of like his whole thing is just like don't even fucking ask what's gonna happen once this is done. Just get it done and don't even worry about the implications of it.
Right.
And it's just
he like with AI like, and shit like that, he's worried about the implications.
He's very very concerned.
Very openly.
I don't know, man. That dude's like one breakup away from being a Bond villain.
Oh yeah, no, totally.
Oh, I can't wait. That'd be awesome.
That'd be fucking amazing.
He'd be the best.
Yeah.
He'd make a laser to blow up the moon. Yeah. And then the tie.
Dude, he would make like a he would make like a shrink ray just to like shrink someone's dick he didn't like. That's like the vibe I get from him.
Okay, that's fine. I get that too. You've never wanted to do that? You've never been that spiteful towards someone?
No, my spite is like very base level. We're just like, fuck you.
Well, now you can shrink someone's dick. You don't want to do that? I think you do. You would. We all would.
Shrink someone's dick?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
It depends on the guy, right? Or the situation.
I'd shrink the situation's dick.
Okay. Ephraim already has
is
a
small he in
dick.
Jail?
Yeah, he's
I
in
thought
prison.
I saw some, what do you do?
Tax evasion? Oh. 8 months in federal prison?
He probably just forgot to do his taxes. Doesn't seem smart. I got mine done this year. Woo, woo,
did
woo.
You? Did you get any money back?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. I had to file an extension. So I can hopefully fucking not have to pay a bunch of money.
Have you ever tried having kids?
Yes and no.
Gone through the motions.
Yeah.
But
I've never hoped it worked out. So luckily it never has. Right? We're all lucky for that.
Oh, yeah. Wants that for sure.
Let's talk some movie stuff. I know Sam hasn't seen many movies, but he's usually our go-to movie guy. I have seen some movies recently. We saw Us. Sophie was there.
We saw
I
Us.
I sure was.
Sophie was there. We saw Us.
Did you like it?
I liked parts of it. I had a lot of questions once it was over. And
like, was it about alligators?
It wasn't about alligators. But
she hoped it was about alligators, though. Yeah, so.
I was hoping it wasn't. It wasn't about it. Alligators.
Where did that come from?
The alligators?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
So Sophie and I were real drunk and real stoned one night. It was probably 3 a.m. And we're watching Mystery Science Theater 3000. And they did
3,000
or whatever. Is it 3,000?
No, it is. Yeah.
Okay. I was like, is there multi? I don't know. And we're it was the
Reptilica.
Yeah, was the name of the movie they were watching, and I don't know, 15 minutes into it or 20 minutes into it, we just been sitting there just like stoned, just drinking, and all of a sudden Sophie down there just goes, I sure hope this is about alligators. Just like out of nowhere. Yeah, I just started laughing so hard. I'm like, I don't know if this is about, I'm pretty sure it's not about
it
alligators.
Wasn't.
First of all, I don't think there was any alligators
is
in the
whole movie.
Is there
a good alligator movie out there?
Crocodile.
Yeah. And I'm not actually obsessed with alligators. I was just like, that'd be cool. Like, I hope this is about alligators.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I passed out and then I woke up to her making white shells and or white pasta and white sauce seasoned to taste. Like thank you. I like had a blanket on me and she's like giving me food. I'm like, am I dying?
yeah that would be nice. See,
why would that be nice if I was dying?
No,
fuck,
not
Sophie?
The dying part, just okay. You know, like you like drunkenly pass out and then wake up and you've got like food already made for you.
Yeah,
you don't even have to like order it. And there's a blanket on there. Come on.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Can you learn how to make pozole?
No.
Okay.
Can you learn how to spell that word?
P-I-S.
You
got the P.
Y-H-O-L-E.
P-I.
No.
Was that close?
No. It's okay, guys. Don't worry. It's good, though.
What is it? I don't even know what it is.
It's a Mexican, like, soup, basically. Or somewhere between maybe more stew. Soup stew.
Is it easy?
Soup stew.
Something. It's
I
in between.
Can only do things that
I don't know
are
what
easy.
What's the difference between a soup and a stew?
I think chunky
stew is
thicker.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah. So like this is maybe I'd call this a stew then.
Well, no, because I was gonna say
consistency.
Meat,
but yeah, I mean, I've had soups.
Vegetable stew.
Yeah. What is the difference between a stew and a
thickness.
Soup?
Thickness.
That's what we were just talking. Yeah.
Chunky
that's,
thickness.
Well, then my
chunky
dick thickness. Is a soup. So
I would be a stew.
it's like a spicy Mexican soup stew. It's got pork or chicken and like hominy and spicy
hominy.
Hominy.
Fuck hominy. That shit is disgusting.
Oh, I love hominy. I also love tripe.
I love Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Great reference. Good pull. That's yeah. Deep. Deep cut. Deep cut. All right.
I don't know. Like, what movie? Nothing that's come out this year has interested me at all.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to see Us?
I kind of do, just because like it feels like it's going to be a cultural touchstone for this time period.
Sure,
and,
of shit that
and,
we're in.
And I wasn't in love with Get Out. I liked it, and I want to see what he does at.
I liked Get Out more.
Okay,
see, I like this much more.
So I want to see, you know, him evolving as a director. But, like, did you watch any of the new Twilight Zone?
No, but I'm glad you brought that up.
You're welcome.
I would like to discuss that. I did not, but I did read an article about the classic episode with William Shatner of There's Something on the Wing.
Plane.
And they did the one with Adam Silver, or what's his name? Adam, the guy from Parks and Rec.
Adam Scott.
Where they redid that episode.
Oh, right, right.
The article is that it was like extremely xenophobic because he's paranoid and like getting like sees like these Muslim people and thinks he's gonna take over the plane and this and that. And it's like, it was like, don't you think maybe they're talking about the twist on this episode is that humanity is the monster and things like that. Instead,
whoa,
like,
that's deep.
Yeah. Instead of also it's by Jordan Peele, who's a racist. So of course he's going to make the white guy a piece of shit. So fuck it. Dude, Jordan Peele's a racist. The guy hates anyone who's not black. I'm sorry. That's racism. Black people can be racist too.
I think that's bigotry. Racism's an institution.
Okay. I will call it what you will. I think he's racist. He also came out and recently said that he would never.
He married an Italian girl.
Huh?
He married an Italian girl.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, you want some of the great credit. Fucking cool. And, you know.
So I watched half of the first episode, which is called The Comedian, I think. It has Kumail Nanjiani in it. And I didn't really care for it at all. And so I don't know about the context of, like, when the first Twilight Zone came out, but it never read to me like this big budget thing.
The Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
No.
It always felt very shoestring. And
which was kind of part of its charm,
yeah,
I think.
And it also just, it felt like this was happening to real people in a real world.
Right.
And that first episode, like, he's doing comedy at like what feels like where like rich politicians would hang out. And it's just like
a country club.
It's just like this huge,
like a Skull and Bones,
this huge
convention.
Gaudy, yeah, yeah. Seriously, and it's just like it's super gaudy and just super like I don't know like it's not like grounded at all, and it didn't feel like what Twilight Zone feels to me. If it felt like CBS, who owns it. And this is only available, the show's on their streaming platform.
It's only on the streaming platform? It's
network? No, it's only on the streaming platform, I think. And
okay.
But you can watch, the first one for free. And it feels like they were like, we have to make this look expensive as shit so people will want to come to our platform and watch this high budget, high profile thing.
Yeah.
And it feels like it just kind of misses what the Twilight Zone was.
Yeah.
So it's like instead of trying to make a Twilight Zone for this generation, it's more like they're making a prestige TV show and slapping Twilight Zone on it
to try to get some sort of, well, because it's like they already paid for the name, so they may as well try and recoup something at that point.
So I don't know, I wasn't that into it. I wasn't that impressed with it.
It seems like
just the concept of it was kind of dumb to me, because it's just like he's a comedian and he's not very good because he's trying to be like super political and serious and make his comedy mean something, but he's not getting any laughs, and then he starts riffing on just like basic ass shit, and he gets laughs for it, but then whatever he was talking about, something happens to us. Like, he was talking about his dog, and then he gets all these laughs, and then his dog never existed. And then he was talking about like his nephew And then they talked about having herpes, and that's when I stopped. That's when I stopped watching. So I'm just like, this is not very good.
I don't think Jordan Peele writes or
he probably has a producer. And I think he directed some of the episodes.
Okay, and I know he's kind of like he's kind of like the traffic cop for the show more than anything. Right. Not really like a. I don't think he really wrote much of it.
I'm assuming that he like kind of set a bar and a tone
sure.
for it, and
yeah.
have the rest of the people try and follow it.
Right, racism.
Yeah,
racism. White America's terrible. Everyone else is great. Being white is terrible. Don't be white. Kill yourself if you're white. All those, you know, the usual Jordan Peele themes. Because fuck him. I actually really hate that guy. I think he's a piece of shit.
He's your Elon Musk.
he literally came out and said recently, he's like, I would never put a white lead in any of my films. I'd never
cast a white lead. I read that article.
And I'm like, all right, well,
that's fine.
Like, that's fine if you don't do that also, but like, A, you don't have to come out and say that.
Yeah.
Second of all, that's fucking racist. Because if a white guy came out and said, hey, I would never put a black lead in my movie, they'd fucking burn the goddamn city down. It's fucking, it's bullshit. And I think it's really, also, it completely negates or goes against any type of like trying to build a bridge or have, you know.
Sure.
You know, create.
I'll agree with you on that part.
Yeah. It's
how do you feel about Tyler Perry?
I think he's an idiot.
He's a tour.
Yeah. I don't understand.
I love his oeuvre.
His movies are like, he's always like, yeah, man, bring the community, black community, bring them together. And then he has a movie where he dresses up like a woman, like, I put a cap in your ass.
Right?
Like, wait, what?
He's like, let me just mine all the racial stereotypes that white people have given up, put on us.
Yeah, I'm confused. It doesn't really make sense. But
all I know, I'm putting all my race hope into Bad Boys 3. That's
going
to change the world.
You know what I'm putting it into? Rush Hour 4. Two races, motherfucker.
We got two colored people.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan's going to be dead by the time that they make that.
Yeah, can we piss on
that.
All our graves. Okay. I don't know why he found my grave, but he will, and he'll piss on it.
Jackie Chan's a shining light.
Yeah,
in this world of
he's darkness. Like 75 years old or something too, which is crazy because he looks so good.
Yeah,
and he could kick my ass.
Oh, for sure.
So, I love that they're just making movies that nobody's asking for at this point, though. They're like, "Hey, we're gonna make Rush Hour 4." It's like nobody wanted Rush Hour 3.
Somebody's asking for that.
Who? Yeah,
Chris Tucker.
They are
Jackie Chan. I think is fine.
Yeah.
Chris Tucker though, he might need some money.
She guess you should have done those Friday follow-ups, Chris.
Maybe the Sixth Element.
Yeah,
what
like
Sixth Element?
Sixth Element. What other movies have even been coming out?
Like
a million fucking superhero bullshit.
The only movies that I've seen recently is Spider-Verse.
Was that
good?
I heard that was good.
I loved it. Wreck-It Ralph Wrecks the Internet.
Was that good?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm. The first one was fucking awesome.
I heard that.
Oh, speaking of things that are awesome, I have eaten Pizzeria twice since the last episode.
Yeah.
And I have hated it
diarrhea?
Both times.
It's fucking terrible.
Gave me diarrhea both times, dude. I was like, God damn it, Deez.
Yes. It's so bad.
You fucking spoke it into existence, and now I can't fucking eat Pizzeria.
Good.
It's fucking bullshit.
I hope you fucking saved your pizza bucks, Rita bucks. Yeah, God, it's just not. Go for it.
Does anyone else want one?
I'm good, thanks.
I'll have one.
Will you bring the champagne down? I'll drink that. Thanks.
Making the guest do drink runs.
Well, he was going up anyway.
How tacky are we?
Yeah, I don't fucking Pizzeria's not good, man. I don't get. Do you like Pizzeria? Have you had Pizzeria?
Never
something?
Had
but
it.
You're not
Should
from
we
here.
Order some?
No,
I could use some diarrhea.
I'll
just
never
kidding.
Pay for it.
Never.
I did have Delish today. Which is a great
Never
burger.
Fuck
that place.
Why don't you like Delish?
I just the owner of it years ago was a fucking jackass to me, and I just hold grudges forever. This
okay,
like
let's not talk about
20
let's,
years
let's,
ago. Probably.
Besides, Jesus
I'm the
Christ,
same way.
Like, but thank you. Besides
if I get
the
bad business, like I'm never going.
Okay,
back
okay.
To that
I get
place.
That. I get that. Will you close the door? Someone close the door for me. Thank you. Besides the fact that the owner is a dick, I get that. What the food? Let's just talk just food.
There, I don't
been too.
You
long.
Can't enjoy it when they're a dick to you.
Yeah, like I don't know.
You're having just... sex with the way I have sex then.
Okay, sex and what burgers are totally
like, yeah,
different.
Yeah, sex the way I have sex then.
Yeah, I know. What was that like? Yeah, sex. I had sex.
Got a tongue depressant in that champagne.
Jesus Christ, you having a stroke?
Probably. It's a slow stroke. Just like my
just like having sex.
Just like having sex with my fix.
Okay, so what? You guys are talking about pizzerita?
Yeah, it's terrible.
So I was talking on the 3 weeks ago on the podcast about how great I thought it was and how amazing it was. And it's like one of the best places in Spokane. And everybody else was like, oh, it's shit. It's fucking terrible. And I've had it twice since then. And both times I've hated it.
So I don't eat dairy anymore. So I don't do a lot of pizza. But Pizzerita has a thing where if one of the guests at the hotels I work at orders, they'll call and offer something at the front desk. So I've had like their I've had their breadsticks a bunch, and it's one of those things where it's like it has like a shelf life of like 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
If it's not like hot, it's just fucking disgusting.
So first question before we get into thoughts on Pizzerita, why no dairy?
It fucks with my stomach.
Oh, it's just a dietary thing. Okay. I know you just thought you were better than us. So when you did eat pizza, did you eat Pizzerita?
No, I've never actually had it.
Oh, good. Good. It's terrible. Yeah.
I don't know. I heard it's one of the best places in Spokane.
Yeah, from all the people that grew up in Spokane have been drinking MS Ridden municipal water for the last 30 years. They have no fucking taste.
I did not grow up
left.
In Spokane, and I still loved it for...
Cheney, we know.
15 years. No, Spain.
You said Cheney.
Vegas.
Okay.
Spain?
They didn't have gluttonous
Germany.
Pizza in those places. They have like real... They have like pizza.
You come from like a military family or something?
Look at that haircut. See those tattoos? See, discipline in an eye? That's a military family right there.
That's the bad one out of the military family, damn.
No, that makes sense. Like, you come from a military family, you either are, you know, a fucking loser piece of shit, or you're, like, super straight-laced.
Yeah.
So I'm a loser piece of shit.
Well, no, you're super straight-laced now.
Not really.
I just mean, like, as far as, like, life in order.
No.
Yeah, come on, man. You're giving him a lot of credit.
I'm glad that's the fucking thing that I put out there, but yeah, I know. I'm a fucking just a pile of fucking shit.
Okay. Let's see. What other movies? Yeah. Captain Marvel is very good. I enjoyed Captain Marvel quite a bit.
The lady one.
It's
right?
A Marvel, yes. Okay. It's got the Dame in it. It was fun.
The Dame with the yams.
Yeah. It was fine. Like it's nothing, it doesn't blow you away, but I mean honestly, I'd put it in top 5 Marvel movies.
Top 5?
Yeah.
What's your top 5 then?
Guardians of the Galaxy. If we're talking Marvel Cinematic Universe,
yeah.
Correct.
Are these in order?
No, I don't have an
that's
order
fine.
Yet.
That's fine.
But Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one.
Love
Thor
it.
Ragnarok.
Yeah, that's good.
Captain America Winter Soldier.
Sure.
Baby Iron, first Iron Man, and probably Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Homecoming, Spider-Man Homecoming was pretty good.
I liked
good.
Homecoming.
That was good.
Loved
it. I like Iron Man 3.
I fell asleep to it real drunk on a plane after I'd been kicked out of the duty-free shop and threatened to be booted from an airport. So I don't know if I watched it in a condition where I could completely, fully...
Fucking Marvel nerds don't like it, though, because it's not, like, super heroic.
Was that the Mandarin one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shane Black.
Yeah, but people didn't like the twist that Mandarin wasn't the Mandarin.
Yeah, he was
and
just like
I think they also just didn't like seeing like Tony Stark's image being so deconstructed and like broken down.
Okay. Yeah. Sophie, what do you think?
Top 5 Marvel movies, go.
The only one of those that you guys have even said that I've seen is Guardians of the Galaxy, which I really enjoyed. I mean, comics and Marvels and
for
stuff.
Sure.
Totally, they like Guardians of the Galaxy super well and shit.
Right.
Dude, I don't know. I'm just fucking tired of them because they're all the same. They're just all the
it's
same.
It's the same cookie
lot.
Cutter
there
format
lot, yeah.
Like now. Yeah.
And whenever any of them starts to do something interesting, but It doesn't matter because by the third act, it's going to be the same fucking final boss fight they all have.
Well, the unfortunate thing, too, is that it's actually part of the reason I stopped reading comics to begin with, like mainstream comics, is because...
Now you just read that underground shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like Saga and stuff. BKV. Everything was just... You know, they didn't really have the ability to make a movie because they're making a movie that's fitting into a 10-year plan. So right, it's like a piece of a puzzle that they have to.
Well, no.
Do you think they've been really planning this the whole time, though? Or they're like, hey, guys, like, no.
Well,
this is
I think it took off in the first couple of years.
I think they
probably had milestones they were going to work towards, but not every little minute detail.
But basically what they did was...
At this point, they're pretty. They're like,
yeah, oh yeah,
this is a machine that's
going
to go.
Yeah, and now we're going to... I think they've basically just turned it into just billion-dollar TV. Like the way it works, it's like everything's kind of like its own little self-contained episode that has a slight through line for the next episode.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then they do the big ones where it's like, oh, this is the two-parter fucking end of the season and then start next season.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. It is, yeah. It's I don't know. I'll watch them because I'm a comic book nerd, so I want to go.
Like you feel like you have them. To.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll always go see them. But yeah, there's not much else coming out that I've seen that I really want to go see, or seems that it's like I haven't seen like a trailer for like a movie, like a film, you know.
Well, those are two different things, movies and films.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no, like, I haven't seen one of those, the trailer for something where I'm like, oh, that looks really, like, that's...
Like, what
that's,
is that?
Yeah, that's something I want to see.
That looks provocative.
New and original, instead of just another, you know, fill in the blank.
You want a new and original idea on film? Well, don't you worry, because we've got another fucking Joker movie.
Yeah. Fuck. They never made a Joker movie yet.
That's true. We've just seen fucking
You don't like the trailer for that? You don't think
I don't know. Like, it looked like it had the potential to go into some interesting places, but the trailer made it look pretty surface level.
So there is...
I'm not a fan of Joaquin Phoenix.
What is your
general,
problem?
In general, I'm not going to say... I'm not a hater, but I'm not, like, a fan.
I'm a fan.
Why?
And I'm not...
What do you do?
The Master. He's fucking amazing in The Master.
What about... So this is me, who I am. What's the movie he did where he pretended he was quitting... Being what? A movie maker, film guy. Casey Affleck. Yeah.
You were never really here, or something like that. I was never really here.
I'm outie.
I'm not really here.
Yeah, that's what really turned me off from him was the interview that he did with
David Letterman.
Yeah, and I was just like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah,
guy, man? Shut the.
He
fuck
did
up.
Like some weird like.
I remember hearing
what did
about
he
that.
Do?
He pretended he was going to quit acting
to become a hip hop star.
Yeah, and he made this movie that was like following him around of his life. Quitting acting, and he grew like a big beard, and like went did all these weird interviews, and like really fucked around on Letterman, and actually pissed off Letterman quite a bit, I think, especially when he found out it wasn't real. And it's kind of strange. Again, no one really knew, and the movie kind of came and went, and was like, huh.
But that's the thing, like Joaquin, he does like really crazy stuff, and like that whole thing, like I never saw that movie or anything, but it's like, well, that's interesting. That's interesting
that a big movie star would do that. Method actor fucking thing, like what's his Jared Leto as the Joker, and it's like, oh, you won't believe what he did. He fucking sent his castmates fucking dead rats, and it's like,
he's
just an asshole.
And also, he's not a very good actor.
Yeah.
Right.
Joaquin's at least a good actor.
No, that's true. No, he is a good actor, like in his earlier shit.
I think
Have you seen Her?
That is a good movie.
I like Spike Jones
a lot too.
Yeah,
I like Spike Jones films quite a bit. So actually, that's in my Netflix queue too. I should watch that soon.
Watch Spider-Verse though.
Okay,
it's not. Good. Is it streaming anywhere yet?
Yeah, it's on. Well, I'm not for free.
Talk to me when it's free.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, we don't have HBO money.
I bought it on Amazon.
Give me your Amazon login.
You got
that two-day shipping?
I've got a $25 gift card. I could buy some shit.
Quit bragging.
Yeah. Amazon money. It's fucking better than Bitcoins.
So there's a new Star Wars trailer?
Yeah, a new Star Wars trailer, which... God.
Like,
whatever. I don't know.
That last one was so bad.
It was so bad.
It was so bad.
Space gas.
Just we're running out of space gas.
This has never been a problem before in any of the movies. We've never mentioned, but suddenly we have no gas.
I've never been a Star Wars fan.
Never?
Never.
Never.
I've never seen any of the original three.
What?
Nope.
Those were the only ones. I think I saw like one of the newer ones, yeah. But
wait.
I've seen all the newer ones. Except for the last one.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've been a Fairweather Star Wars fan. I've fallen in and out.
Yeah.
Definitely, there was a time where I was like, George Lucas is a fucking clown. He doesn't know how to make a movie.
Sure. Well, he doesn't. No, he does not.
Everyone around him did for those original
ones. He had a great nugget of a concept which a million other people that were much brighter than him finessed into something that was workable.
And then he made
three shit movies.
But those came out when I was like 10, so I loved them at the time.
Sure.
Because
right place. Yeah.
And I hate this fucking... we were kind of talking about this earlier, but there's this whole group of people that are like, no, actually, that trilogy is actually really good. If you actually... It's like, fuck off.
No, it's not.
You just liked it when you were 10, and you can't let go of that feeling.
Right.
That's what it is for me, absolutely. That's like, I just... Okay, this year I watched, like... another Spy Kids or something, because I like miss the feeling of like having childhood. And yeah, it's still enjoyable even if it's fucking shit.
Yeah, you can like things outside of their time, like I mean,
well, and you can also like things and recognize that they're bad. Yeah, like not everything you like has to be like a fucking insane masterpiece made by an amazing artist.
Yeah, I mean, I still...
I like Fast and Furious. Sure. Those movies are dog
That's
shit.
That's true. Yeah.
I'd probably never
the
watch them
great.
By myself.
I loved the first one.
The first one, Jesus
I still
Christ.
Love Tokyo Drift the best out of all
Tokyo
Drift
is you never watched the
That
no.
shit almost
later
made
ones,
me
though.
Cry at the end when Vin Diesel pulled up. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I
You
I,
stopped right when it was getting good.
Yeah, I did stop. I didn't. Now they've got the whole Hobbs and
I don't care something. About that.
Just spin off the. Yeah, I don't know. I like. There's movies that are bad. I know that I like. I mean, for instance, the original Ninja Turtles movie. I still enjoy. I think it's a fun movie. Right. I know it's not a masterpiece, but also pretty good. Kind of dark.
Kevin Nash is the
good.
Fucking sport, or is the Shredder? Super Shredder.
Was Young. Kevin Nash?
Kevin Nash was Super Shredder.
No.
Dude. Yes. IMDb that shit.
Young Sam Rockwell.
As who?
He was in the Foot Clan.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he the? Was he? Wait.
Corey Feldman was.
He gives a speech at some point. Sam Rockwell gives a speech at some
really?
Point to some other Foot Clan kids.
Huh. That was. It was. Look at that. How many careers it launched?
Kevin Nash already had a career before then.
Did he?
Yeah.
Was he a wrestler?
Yeah, he was already a wrestler.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
He wasn't full-fledged big sexy yet.
Oh, okay.
I got in a huge argument last night on the internet with someone about wrestling.
Oh, you argued with
someone. Good thing I don't have social media.
That's where you're supposed to argue.
Are you just on Reddit then?
No, it was somewhere else. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
4chan?
Where, 4chan? Where were you?
4chan? No. No.
You on MySpace? What are you like?
But I was drunk.
You still on Tumblr?
Tumblr? No.
Grindr? Where were you?
Yeah.
Tinder? He's just matching with bitches on Tinder and being like, hey, fuck you!
Fuck, dude, the last girl that I dated on Tinder, she was a wrestling fan, though.
No, no shit.
And it was definitely one of those things where it's like, afterwards, it's like that was one of the first flags.
Yeah. You blow your load and she's trying to put you into a figure four afterwards.
Yeah, that's probably not a good sign.
I don't think it's a crazy argument to say that wrestling negatively impacts society.
I don't.
It's
think,
so
yeah.
fucking dumb.
Do you still watch wrestling, Jeremy?
Oh, hell no. I haven't watched that shit since I was like in third grade.
Well, see, it's funny because I still know guys that are our age that watch it.
It's that same thing. They're so invested in it because they've been a part of it for so long and they can't just be like... Oh, I'm over it.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like,
I
listen,
mean, we all still have stuff like that from our childhood, though. Like, I still collect comic books.
Yeah. See, I did for a long time, and then I gave it up for a while. Then I kind of got back into it. And then I gave it up again. I haven't bought anything comic related as a in a couple of years. It's probably been like
a Spider-Man life story,
years.
Man.
No, there's no. I get it. There's good. There's.
But
good.
I think that's different though because comics and that's a. That's a vessel for a lot of different stories to happen in with a wide range of quality.
So
well,
wrestling.
That's very
and,
true.
And
yeah.
wrestling, no, wrestling's always going to be, it's always going to be tied to this fucking, these dumbass storylines. And as long as Vince McMahon's there, it's going to be tied to a lot of gross, scummy stuff, too.
Yeah. Well, I think for me, when... Like reading comic books and things like that. It was like, as a kid, I was like swept away to another world. And it was like this cool adventure and like this creativity. Whereas when as soon as I was old enough to realize that wrestling was fake, like that's pretty much when I'm like, yeah, I don't really care anymore. You know, I'm at the point where like I get it, it's not real.
I think there's some cool like as far as just like like physical performances.
Sure, it's
there's
very, some, very athletic.
There's some cool shit
it's
in wrestling.
Insane,
it's
just
Owen Hart falling from the no, never mind.
I don't know that much.
No, he died.
What a performance.
Like during the fucking show.
Yeah, that was I never saw it, but I
shit was
remember
insane.
So all right. Sophie, you got some news for us?
Got some news.
How do we play your song? We need to record your song before we go tonight.
Okay.
Do you have the?
I still have the recording.
Can we play it?
Yeah.
If you get it, I'll play it, and then we'll record it and have the professional one.
Have a real
for next week.
Good one.
Sophie raps, and she's pretty good.
He's being really nice.
Yeah. See. Sophie.
Me and my friends used to freestyle rap in high school a lot.
Do you still?
No.
I used to freestyle. I still do.
Though.
I still do.
But that was before like when we thought freestyle just meant completely just made up on the spot, and nice. we would do it behind Subway where we worked when we were really stoned.
Okay,
I'm sure it was off.
All right, let's get into the news with Sophie. Oh,
yeah. Did you see Did you see the news this week? Yeah, neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All this stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different thing. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. Accuracy not guaranteed, little disclaimer. Guaranteed is news with a little Sophie flavor. So here's the Social Hour News. Without further ado, let's go over all the news stories that I've gathered just for you.
Perfect. There you go.
All right.
All right, Sophie, what do you got for us?
All right. Well, we'll start with the two news articles that you two so graciously
a lot of teas in that
way.
Sentence.
All right.
Two's news articles.
Two's news.
I do have to change a couple words. Never mind. Okay. so consent condom.
Oh.
Ooh.
Let's talk about it.
Is that it?
Sorry, it took a second.
Does anyone in this
load.
Room use condoms?
Okay,
I just had a vasectomy, so I'm good.
Okay. Are we
oh,
doing
yeah,
this
girl.
Again?
Yeah, let's talk about the
okay.
sexy condom.
Here's the headline.
Yeah.
I gotta wait for it to come back. Okay. Consent condom requires four hands to open, making powerful statement about consent. Here we go. With consent at the forefront of modern conversations about sex, one company is highlighting its importance in a unique way. Argentinian company Tulipan has created a consent condom that requires four hands to be opened, intending to raise awareness about consent in the bedroom. If they don't say yes, it means no. The tagline on a video. Demonstration says, consent is the most important thing in sex. I can't fucking do that for the whole thing again.
Okay,
it's not as special as the Night Witches.
Well, yeah, the Night Witches.
It's never going to be the Night Witches.
Okay, so you got, it's consent condom.
First off, if you don't have, how many people without consent are using condoms?
Yeah, that's accurate. Wait. Stay right still. I know we're in an alleyway, but yeah. I just got to open this condom.
Can you help me? Do you have
can you spare a couple hands?
I'm worried you might have an STD.
They try not to live recklessly.
Work? Like, do they have a diagram of
it? Hold on. I'm going to rape you, so can I borrow your hands real quick?
Okay.
And it gets worse. So...
This might be a video about how to open
it. I'm just curious how it actually requires four hands.
There's like four buttons. Yeah, it's
oh,
this seems
so
expensive.
You can't just press it with two fingers on each side.
You know,
I like to think it's not a four hand condom, but it's a 20 finger condom.
Plus, okay, now
are there varieties? Ribbed.
Yeah, you can't open them with your
ribs. I think condoms are already enough of a pain in the ass
exactly.
that you shouldn't be making
yeah,
it.
If
like,
they want people to use condoms, then why make it harder to open them?
What if you fucking try to date someone who
There's
doesn't
a reason you have, so many kids,
have
Jeremy.
One of their hands or something? Like, oh, I lost it in a fire or something.
Who loses their hand in a
yeah, what
fire?
About, no, what about like people that have like birth defects and stuff? Or they
yeah,
don't have hands.
That's fucked.
Who's going to sex with them? Gross. Who's sex?
No, no, D, it's easier. It's easier to get
yeah,
to agree.
That's true. Just use your weird, your feet are fine, right? You know, gross feet too. Like your
use
gross
your nub.
Those yeah. better be like also just the technology it takes to make consent condoms. They're probably expensive, so they
that's what I'm saying.
Better be like nice. I don't know what makes a condom nice, but like they better be.
Non-existent one, that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Here's the so I did the funny the best thing about these though is that this is why I hate the world we live in currently because this company just their goal so although not a perfect system obviously it makes it difficult more difficult to open a condom when you're drunk blah blah etc you know you're you know condoms should be easy to access and use so people use them more often etc right
well Bill Gates was trying to make the invent the spray on condoms
oh goddamn
yeah.
That sounds great.
Seriously.
Okay.
Okay, here's my idea. Scientists make it happen. Elon Musk, make this happen. So you know like a bubble blower, just like the little
yeah.
bubble ones?
Yeah.
That, but you just go
yeah.
right over your dick.
Okay.
And then just
takes a lot of the fidgeting
no,
out of the operation.
No baby.
Like one of those super bubble things. You know, like the hard plastic
yeah. yeah
just put yourself in a
NBA
full
player.
Body condom.
Y'all remember Floam?
Yes.
Put that on your
oh
dick.
Oh, my God.
Just put it on your dick.
Here's the thing that happened, though. So after this came out, and again, I get it. Like their heart was in the right place. They're trying to make it so people can consent, the whole YouTube movement, they want consent. I get it. Their heart's in the right place. The internet was outraged about this condom. They were so mad. People were mad about this condom. Like, consent.
What do you mean other people are having sex? Everyone else is just staring at their computer like me?
Like, why? They're like, why? First of all, they're like, consent can end at any time. So during sex and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's okay. Yeah, that's true.
That's why it takes four hands to
that's,
get the condom
that's
off,
true. Yeah. Yeah, it takes a police officer. You got to have like two people that turn keys at the same time to get the fucking condom off. Like, but I'm like.
Listen, if everyone just open carried. At all times.
Just shoot the condom off.
Even when you're having sex, you better have that sidearm.
It was just crazy. Oh. Like people were literally mad about it, being like, well, this just implies that if they open it with you, then maybe it'll in the court of law be like, well, they consented. So I'm like, no, dude, they're trying to do a good thing.
So basically, the only people who are going to buy consent condoms are worried that they are going to be accused of rape. So you can still fucking date rape a girl, get her blackout drunk, and make her use the consent condom. But then in a court of law, it's like, oh, no. But because we've got buttons on the side, so...
I think you can still prove that there's rape.
Like, but I mean, yeah, that's still just like an argument that could or could not hold up.
Yeah, that's pretty nebulous at that point, I think.
So what do we got to do now? Like, stop every five... I'm so glad I'm fucking married, man. This is ridiculous. You got to stop like every 5 minutes and have them
Megan doesn't listen.
Form.
You don't have to say that. You
no, you don't
it.
Have
that's
to do that.
That's what I do.
No, I'm... Stop every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you still okay?
I mean, can we
continue?
We're good.
You obviously don't have to do that. You just have to. Well,
not rape people.
Well, yeah. And, like, well, no, and just also listen to what the other person's saying. But the other person has to take the responsibility of saying what they're feeling.
Dude, I can't help it. I don't
blackout.
Hear women.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they say. They could just.
And that's why you should only have sex with men.
Listen, I just. There's a lot of silence in between what I just said now, so I guess we'll just.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We'll just end it on maybe you should have sex with men.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. What day is it?
Yeah. So consent condoms. These people, like, it seems like it's a fine idea that, of course, everyone gets mad about.
It's so stupid, the shit that pisses people off nowadays.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm fucking so angry about it.
I am. It pisses me off.
I think it's stupid, but I'm not pissed about it. If someone wants to go and spend their money on a consent condom, then
it's romantic.
Have fun at
they
the women's
fucking
rally.
Have fun with that. Yeah. I guess if romance, like, we're going to open this together.
I'm a male feminist.
Share yeah. this experience.
Whatever happened to the, you know, the good old forms of birth control, like pulling out?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work.
Well, not for you.
So that's the consent condom.
Oh, man. Well,
now let's talk about the one that Jeremy sent.
Oh, you don't got to say my name.
Which, okay. Starting out strong with this news today. Man raped his neighbor, then offered...
Did he use a consent condom?
No. Not that I know of. Okay. Then offered to do yard work to make up for it.
What kind of yard work, though? That's the important part.
Okay. Yeah,
like, if it's, like, replacing a water line, that's like pretty big.
Main sewer
line.
Yeah,
it's
that's...
Like,
yeah, that's, like...
Yeah, that's your... If it's back, if it's like, I'll mow your yard, and she has, like, a, you know, a little lawn, that's nothing.
Like, reshingle your roof. Like,
yeah, that's maybe worth a raping.
But that kind of makes...
That's a raping.
Her, that's a raping. Okay, okay. I feel like this article is going to be really funny. This is a really interesting article Jeremy sent me.
You don't have to say
it. I'm going to say it every time. Timothy Walding also told the woman, "You really should deadbolt your door because I didn't really want to do this, but I had to do it."
As
according to court documents.
Picking her fucking goddamn
block. Breaks
in
and rapes her. A man has been sentenced to 50 years in jail for raping his neighbor at knife point and then offering to work on her yard to make up for it. Timothy Walding, 20.
Maybe working on her yard was just a metaphor for more raping.
Yeah.
I see you like bushes.
Yeah.
God damn
you
it.
You need to trim those bushes.
It'd be a shame if somebody hedged that.
I can sodomize your hedges. I mean, trim your hedges.
He entered her bedroom wearing a mask. He then tied the woman up, held her at knife point.
What kind of mask?
It doesn't specify, but I think that's a good
that
question.
That is
bad reporting.
So he said he had to do it because he didn't deadbolt her door. So, I mean, it is kind of her fault. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of. She was asking for it, essentially.
Walding also spoke to the woman for a while after the attack while still wearing the mask.
Pillow talk.
Yeah.
So how was your day?
Anything crazy happened?
Becky at work still being a bitch.
He told her she knew who he was. Eventually, the woman correctly guessed he was her neighbor, and he took his mask off to confirm. So.
Correctly guessed.
Were they playing a game?
Yeah, 20 questions. Yeah.
they're like, okay, that's on the new game show. Guess who raped you? Okay. All right.
Hey, we got a great show for you tonight, folks.
Remember to lock your deadbolts.
Yeah. Or get one if you don't have one.
Yeah, if you win, you get a brand new ADT security system.
But also, if you do need some yard work done, maybe don't get a deadbolt. You know, you never know.
Oh, let's see. You're offering to do yard work. Are you my Mexican neighbor?
Hey, remember to spay and neuter your pets.
And your neighbors.
Okay, but the end of this article is pretty funny.
Yeah, so, brought to you by consent condoms.
The woman, so he offered to do the yard work. The woman turned him down. He asked her to, quote,
is
unquote.
She's still tied up at this point.
Shake hands. So he knows she was not going to say anything to anyone about this. Yeah, yeah. Can we shake on it?
Yeah, she shook on it.
But when he left soon after, she called the police and was arrested.
Oh, that's her fault.
A handshake doesn't mean anything anymore.
I know. What happened? What happened to America?
They did a spit shake.
Yeah, when you can't sexually assault someone and then shake on it.
Oh, man.
That's sad.
God, if he was white also, I'm going to be real upset.
He wasn't.
Just how do you know?
More fuel.
Because there's
Jordan.
A picture of
he raped
him.
A woman.
What? What?
I love how you just said that all matter of fact. He's not white. He raped somebody.
What is his picture? Can I see his picture, yeah. Sophie?
No, we don't broadcast pictures of criminals.
So that, I can click on it again. It'll take a second to load, but.
The one with the eyes? With the eyebrows? Yeah, the
Where's my mouse right now? I can't. Okay.
Where's my mouse?
So how do you know he's not
I'm
white?
I'm an old woman.
She's just
Does he look white
he
in that
white.
Picture?
He looks kind of white. I mean,
I guess
what's
he
his
could
name?
Be somewhat white.
Miguel that, Rodriguez.
So his name is Timothy Walding. That's a pretty white name, actually.
White name. Yeah. But he's from Florida. And
he might have some jaundice.
All of
a little yellow.
Skin. I'm not going to say he's Mexican, but he's Mexican.
Just now, he's Cuban. Yeah, like Florida's Mexicans.
Okay, so I'm going to throw three headlines out there.
Okay.
You say what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Teacher who fed live puppy to snapping turtle acquitted of animal cruelty charges, and then the snapping turtle
was
got put down.
Yes. Already.
Justice.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, that's the whole
let's start
story.
With
let,
that.
Let's. So. Let,
I remember the initial story, but I haven't heard the
fuck, dude.
The new stuff.
People are so fucking
cruel. Yeah, the
cruel.
Turtle like, was euthanized.
What? This is not the turtle's fault. The turtle is a reptile.
He's
with,
not
or
like,
an amphibian.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No.
It's
no,
got
no.
His amphibian brain. His instinct, if you give him food, is to fucking eat it. He didn't like hunt this puppy down. Fucking
this
wear a mask.
This happened in Idaho. Does yeah, that? Yeah. He make more
this,
sense.
This turtle didn't like wear a mask, break into this puppy's house, tie him up and rape him, and then offer to do his yard. He fucking just was fed a fucking puppy. I mean, I'm sad for the puppy too.
Have you seen a turtle dick?
Is that a trick question? Just seen a pterodactyl dick. Okay. That's
okay.
They put the turtle down?
According to a school parent, someone had brought a sick abandoned puppy to Crossland Science Classroom at Idaho's
a sick abandoned
Preston
puppy?
Junior
oh, I get
High
that.
School.
It's like experimenting on hobos.
Yeah,
oh
that's
my
fine.
God.
Dissecting hobos.
Yeah, bum wars. That's
bum wars. Bum shit, wars.
Do you remember
bum fights? Bum oh, wars is like this crazy escalation.
I like that better.
We should do that. There's enough homeless
okay.
people.
My fiefdom in the fucking
give them rapiers and stuff and
this
see how they handle it.
Kind of bullshit. So okay. Sorry, I know you guys are having fun, but
no.
You know all I do when I do the news is look at the headline and I read the article with
yeah,
you guys.
Sure.
So I'm reading the article
your due
now.
Diligence.
That's, yeah. So three students were in Crossland's classroom at the time, feeding the other animals Crossland kept there. They watched as Crossland attempted to help the puppy, but eventually deemed it unable to be saved. It's a fucking turtle.
Why did he feed it to the turtle? What made him think that was a good idea?
I don't know. They watched as Crossland put the puppy into the tank of his snapping turtle. Oh, so they were trying to help the puppy who was sick. The puppy couldn't be saved. And then they're like, fuck the vets. Let's feed it to the turtle. And then the dog drowned and then was eaten by the turtle.
It drowned.
So they're kind of fucked up.
How did the, who did? I hope the science teacher just held it in the toilet.
He's like struggling.
and then fed it to the turtle. Like, kids, gather around this toilet. This is what we call the circle of life. Some of your parents tried to do this to you when you were a child, and that's why you're in the slow class.
I don't know, but it's just like, whatever. Like, we feed mice to snakes.
It's one of those
double standards.
Right, yeah. Like, don't eat a dog, but also eat a pig. That's fine. Like, the level of it's what we think is cute.
I blame all dogs go to heaven for that shit.
I mean, I think it's fucked up that they put the turtle down.
That is terrible.
What's the reasoning?
So the reasoning, okay, so after
he was
the
actually
incident,
a racist.
Outraged
racist.
Teachers.
Using the N-word a lot.
Were like threatening.
Well, I mean, it's in Idaho. What do you expect?
I know. Well, okay. It's super stupid. Okay. I'm really annoyed. Okay. Let me just get a second to like think out my brain.
Think your brain out.
Okay. So everyone was threatening violence against the teacher. A teacher filed a complaint and he still works there. And then, so he's still right there. Police officers are stationed outside the school to protect the safety of the students. The snapping turtle, however, was not so safe. As a result of the investigation...
like protective custody. Like, if they get a new identity, works in middle management at a marketing firm in Tallahassee.
Dude, he probably should do that. I don't want
I meant the turtle.
Oh, no. They just
Who's your favorite painter? That's your new name.
So in Idaho, snapping turtles are considered an invasive species and without a permit are considered illegal to own.
Oh, there you go. Fuck that turtle.
Yeah. So just put him down, you know, like don't rehome it or whatever you do with turtles.
So what happened to Georgia O'Keeffe?
She drew pictures of
I assume that's what the turtle named himself. His favorite painter.
Okay, well, he's in turtle heaven just eating drowned puppies. And
okay, here's the thing. Okay, this is spirit of the law, letter of the law. It pisses me off. I understand you're not supposed to bring invasive species and you don't put a bunch of snapping turtles in Lake Coeur d'Alene. But if it's in a goddamn, like aquarium in a classroom, you don't need to kill it.
Although that teacher should probably not have had that turtle.
Well, that's true. Like, that's it. But you can find a home for that. You don't just kill the turtle.
Yeah, no, it's fucked up. It's stupid. It's bullshit. And I'm pissed off. And fuck you. Fuck you, teacher, whatever your name is. You goddamn old man.
All right.
Okay, I'm good.
Let's do like half one more.
Half of one more. Half of one. I don't know how that works.
Just the setup of a news story.
Just read us the headline of the
one. Yeah, let's just do one more.
Florida man tries to start naked fight club at Chick-fil-A. Is that
okay?
Is that all right. Do we want to talk about that?
There seems like a lot of hot oil around. Like,
yeah, you could mistake hot oil for hot oil.
Okay, I've got a couple more headlines. Italian police bust bone-breaking scam, which is interesting. It's not super funny, but we can come back to that later.
Bone-breaking? Like, hey, how's that? What's the scam there?
They would break victims' bones and then stage them in front of, like...
Oh, I got you.
And
sue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that.
Who hasn't? Yeah.
New decree orders North Koreans to deliver 220 pounds of poo per day to combat. And the rest of the headline says the fertilizer crisis.
Okay.
Interesting enough, or say another headline?
One more. Let's go one more.
Okay, one more headline. Man arrested for 1993 murder after police gather his DNA from discarded hot dog napkin.
Okay. Yes. Tell me more.
Click on that. Okay.
Click on it. Tell me more.
Jerry Westrum intends to plead not guilty, but the evidence, undeniable genetic material. I'll read this more dramatically. Sorry, it's kind of boring. Undeniable genetic material left on the victim's towel and comforter will be difficult to fight against. Jerry Westrum likely thought nothing of the napkin he used to wipe his mouth with to wipe his mouth with after eating a hot dog at a Minnesota hockey game last month. But for the Minneapolis Police Department, that very napkin provided the DNA sample they'd been searching years for. Using a genealogy company to match the genetic materials they'd gleaned from Westrum's napkin to the DNA found at the scene of an unsolved murder case in 1993, authorities were able to identify the 52-year-old Minnesota man as their primary suspect, the New York Times reported. Nearly 26 years after the crime, technology has finally caught up with Westrum. The father of three was charged with the murder of then 35-year-old sex worker Jean Ann Childs, who was found stabbed. Sorry, who was found. I lost my place in this article. She was found stabbed to death in her Minneapolis apartment in 1993. Childs' apartment was found flooded with the shower running and Childs lying naked on the floor, save for a pair of socks. Her body had been stabbed several times, even after she had died.
Is this a John Grisham novel or an article? This is very in-depth. Like, why do we need to know that she had socks on? Just say, woman dead.
Found naked.
Yeah, found naked. Woman dead. If yours, please claim.
Insecure about feet.
Yeah. Here's the.
Dude, wet socks.
That's so true. What's the guy who's the guy with the DNA they caught?
His name is Jerry Westrom.
Okay,
that's my old landlord.
Here's the thing about Jerry Westrom. If you are at a fucking Carnegie's or Carnahan's eating a hot dog and someone's following you and picking up your napkins to check DNA, you've made some missteps in your life.
Yeah.
Okay, if fucking almost 30 years later, they're still trying to catch a fucking napkin from you, get your DNA to see what the fuck you're doing. You've done a lot of shit in your life, okay?
See, and now this is kind of making me wonder the conversation that we had earlier this week about doing a on-air DNA test, and you're like, I don't want my shit on file.
Yeah.
Kind of questioning you now.
Yeah.
Because, see, here's the deal. I want to do all of us take a DNA test, and we try to figure out who's the most
black. Who's the daddy?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, right? That sounds like fun, right? And then whoever is the most black has to say the N-word on air. Yeah.
No, okay.
Didn't you hear there's like a scandal though? A lot of those DNA tests were just making up results?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's too
bad. Which, like, which one?
Because everybody wants to be black.
Yeah.
I think everyone
Well, there is a specific black one that will tell you not only how much black you are, but what tribe you come from.
Okay.
Yeah, we could do that.
Come from a tribe called Quest.
Word.
I probably feel like I'm most likely to not be the most.
Yeah, you're.
See, I'm pretty comfortable in myself too, though. I think this guy maybe.
Mm-hmm. See? Possibly, but maybe because
let's roll the fucking dice and do it.
That's not how that would work at all. Whoever's the whitest is going to have the most chance of being black because the white people were the ones fucking over the black people. Like Deese is like Mexican.
Yeah,
I feel like the Moors in Spain
who were black
ish.
Black. Yeah.
I choked up when I said
African American. Come on, say.
Yeah, you can't say African American.
These
if they're more
European. Yeah, I know. Spain.
So they were
African European.
Yeah, they were black, and there was a lot of Spanish and a lot of Spain.
So yeah, the conquistadors brought the.
I could have
blood
some
over.
Of
I bet
that.
Yeah,
I want to do that, except for the part where.
I just say the N-word. I just don't want my. I don't want my shit on file because
I agree with
crime. Geez.
Yeah.
No, I just.
I
it's just.
I'm not
I'm
wanted
gonna
for
commit
any
a
crime.
Crime.
So,
I
like,
all
I'm
the
dead.
All my rape victims agreed to let me do yard work for them.
You all put you
so
all
I'm
you opened
much
the
good.
Condom together.
Yeah, we did.
All four
well,
hands.
I used my two hands, and they just said, "All right."
What did they say? So okay. Well, all right. Well, there you go. All right. Well, let's maybe
that's
we'll do it. How much is it to do that?
$100 a piece.
That's
okay. Fuck
much.
That. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know. Seems like a lot to find out that I'm Mexican. it turns out I'm still Mexican. I think there's very little black going on in this room. I'm gonna be honest with you. So. Mm-hmm. That's most likely.
$69 for the 23andMe.
I need to know which ones were making up results, like Sam said. Though.
I feel like it was 23andMe was mentioned in it.
Yeah, I get that. Like, why fucking there? It's just listen. It's the same. These are just things that they do that are reasons to get our DNA on file. Okay?
No, for sure. I'm totally.
Like,
just
you
like,
listened
why
to
do
the Elon Musk episode where he was talking about like their. Google owns, like, I think it's 23andMe, actually, and they're creating a database of people's DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can send. There's like a long-ass consent form. No one reads it all. It's just like, fuck it. You've agreed to so much shit that you'd never even read. You know, who knows what's
in
there.
No, that's true. So let's just do it ourselves, then.
I don't have a fucking. I don't know how to.
All you got to do is spit in each other's mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, we already do that. What if we come in each other's mouths? That work, too?
Ugh.
The one person that's tasted cup. Ugh.
The one person. You said that pretty sure of yourself.
Yeah. Well,
not on a Monday.
Not on a Monday. We can record on a Sunday. The Lord's Day. Keep it holy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's consent.
Didn't open the condom.
Got it. Something better than writing. We got it recorded. Audio.
Oh, right, Sophie Tomey?
Locked in for life.
Right, Sophie Tomey?
My name's not Sophie Tomey.
Is that how you say your last name?
Sophie Tomey, do you consent to that?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect.
Let's shit.
Here we go.
Wow.
Well, you got me. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Well, that was a fun episode. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that was.
Okay. Well, guys, it has come to that time in the show. You guys know what time it is.
I don't.
Try not
yeah,
to get
you do,
it,
Sam.
Are you still doing this dumb shit?
He's still doing this
dumb fucking shit at the end.
Stupid shit.
Ugh.
You know it's good. You admitted the other day it was good.
You did say you liked it the other day. Okay.
He's talking about Barg's root beer. It's good.
It's good.
It's all natural.
Wait, is it Barg's?
Barg's?
Barg's.
Yes,
we've had this conversation with you before.
Barks.
I found an old 12 pack in my old garage from like 1994.
Was it still good?
Yeah, I drank the shit out of it. It's good. Yeah. It's all natural.
All right. Here we go, guys. I will go first. Jeremy, I love your outfit tonight.
fuck you guys, man. Hate on me because I dress better than you guys.
Jeremy must have found some gray hairs or something because he went to Baby Gap to try to find some clothes.
You know, there's like the box of crayons of like the eight normal colors, yeah. And then there's the other box of like all the other
right.
weird colors.
Yeah,
yeah, he got the other box.
Jeremy, I like your outfit.
We're wearing the same fucking thing.
That's true. that should
That's
say something about
like
what you're
it.
Wearing, Jeremy. Okay. No,
I'm comfortable in it. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you seen his socks, Deez?
Huh?
My socks match my outfit too, man.
Oh, well. All right. trying to transition segues. The other day, not long ago, we got to work on doing some film stuff. That was fun, and reminded me of when we used to do it more. And we were been beating around some ideas. So I'm looking forward to filming some more stuff. I've got a couple sketches I wrote, and I'm going to send you this week. And I want to film them. And we need to do more of that. I just want to start filming more sketch. I think we've got a lot of ideas.
Did we find out in 2 weeks if we made it?
Oh, perfect. Cool. So. You guys put together a really awesome thing. I was a small part of it, but it was very fun.
If you showed up on time.
Oh, sorry, I was a fucking busy weekend.
We had to fucking.
I don't know if you heard, best comic in Spokane. Pretty busy.
Yeah, best comic in Spokane, not best comic working at fucking whatever place it is that you work at.
I don't work
there
anymore.
Was that the Inlander?
What?
Yeah. Huh?
You don't work there anymore?
Oh, actually, a little bit, but no. I'm leaving. I got a couple days left.
Doing comedy full time?
Yeah, after April. So, yeah, man. So I can go in ham.
Man, the Inlander article.
Really. I know.
And the women's magazine.
Yeah.
What it's a boost do? In your career.
Shit. If I can.
People don't realize there's 7 comics in Spokane.
There's way more than that.
There's a lot.
There's at least 8.
I mean.
Depends on what your line is. Where do you want to... I'm not the best. I just work the hardest. That's what I'll say. Sam, thanks for coming on again, buddy.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming. Let's do it again soon. Watch some movies, and let's hang out outside of this too sometime.
Sure.
I don't get to see enough anymore. And come around, hang out. I know the Riddler doesn't happen, but come hang out and do some shit or something. I don't know.
Oh, sorry, I was yawning.
Yeah.
I miss the Riddler though, because. Whenever I'd get the urge to do comedy every other month, that was like the place I could go and do like fucking, you know.
Yeah,
eight, 10 minutes.
I may start up another Sunday room somewhere. Mm-hmm. I just haven't had time to like. I've had a couple options. I just haven't had time to like really make it happen yet. So
for sure,
but hopefully soon. So we need a Sunday night mic for comedians, right, Sophie?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why does it get so low every time? Speak into your microphone. Okay, Sophie. A great job last night at the drinking debate.
Thanks.
You won. You guys win. You did great. You did awesome. You are doing great on this show. I love having you here every week. And I feel like I haven't gotten to see you as much the last week or so. So we need to hang out this week and get drunk and get stoned and watch Mystery Science Theater.
3,000.
The 3,000 version.
Agreed.
Agreed. All right.
The first 299 versions.
They weren't
that
great.
They
weren't
that good. No.
Yeah. I mean, you know, 166.6 was okay. Jeremy.
The devil's bargain.
Yeah, Jeremy, your turn.
D's, fuck you.
Okay.
Congrats on retiring from actually working, though.
Thank you.
And thank not you. Having a real job. I'm sure that doesn't stress you out at all.
Nah.
Sam, it's good to see you again.
Yeah,
like
good
always.
To see you.
But, yeah, you need to come out more, man. I never see you. Of course, I never go out
either. I was
going to
say, like, where were the path?
Like, I'm
I feel
surprised
like this is the
didn't...
only place the path
yeah,
crossed.
I'm surprised that we didn't have you come over when we were filming sketches at my house and shit. Right, that would have been fun.
You know, poke me on you face.
Sophie, great job on the news, as always.
Thank you.
Love having you around. Good seeing you again.
You too.
Glad that you're sober.
Sweet cheers. Yep, fully sober since...
Since the last time I saw you?
Yeah.
It's been a while. But yeah.
Dude, so. You want to talk about sobriety. I was going to take 3 months off from drinking, and I made it a month.
I did 3.5 years.
Okay, don't brag. I did a month, and then fucking, like, the 3 weeks after that was so fucking... It was bad.
Yeah. Why?
Because it was just, like...
Making up for all that time that you lost?
Yeah, even though I knew, like, I was like, I shouldn't be doing this, but it's just like, oh my god, I need it so bad.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was like, really made me question how much free will humans actually have.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't want to be drinking right now, but I have to.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to, man.
No, you don't.
Speaking of articles, I read the headline to an article the other day. I didn't actually read the article, but it said people that work customer service jobs
are
like 30% more likely to drink after work than
others.
They have
to like fake their feelings.
Yeah, fake their feelings.
And,
yeah. And
makes
fucking
sense.
For sure. Like, I feel that hard.
Yeah.
My drinking was at my heaviest was when I was doing customer service. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sales, man. I fucking hate that shit.
That's what fucking... Dude, I mean, I've been in sales for almost 20 years.
No.
So it definitely has an impact on your attitude. And you just want to go fucking get drunk and forget about not feel like... talk.
Right. Like oh, yeah, that was... I had to curb my own actual feelings and opinions because I need to get a fucking paycheck.
Right. Yeah, it's the worst. So... All right. Who's up?
Sam.
Sam.
What's going on? No one explained
gotta,
what's happening.
You
got to
say nice things about a people.
I have to say nice things?
Nice things. Nice things only.
He's like, next!
Yeah, I think if I, like, murdered all of you guys and, like, dissected your bodies into individual pieces, I could make, like, a half-decent person out of you.
Okay. Now you have to say it to us individually.
Yeah. Which body
what parts?
Yeah.
From each of us would you harvest?
I would do Dee's eyes up.
Oh, wow. You have
yeah,
nice eyes.
Top
thank
of,
you.
Really? With that receding hairline?
That's true.
By eyes up, do you mean the brain?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I didn't think this through.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, no. I was actually planning on putting like a snapping turtle's brain in the body.
Okay.
Careful, they eat puppies.
Okay, nice things.
I hate this part too.
My throat is like swelling up
with
like anxiety. No. Dee's, thanks so much for having me. It's always fun to be here.
Of course.
It's always good to talk to you. Jeremy, it's always good to see you. We like to shit around each other, shit on each other. It's a fun back and forth. And I like how much you put a lot of energy into the scene and into things.
Not anymore. I'm invisible now.
Well, it's good. It's good to hear that you're pushing people to film stuff and you're doing film stuff still because you're always really good at that. Sophie, I don't know you that well. I haven't seen you in a while, but it's good to hear that you're still doing stuff going around making jokes and laughs, and it's good that you're here doing this, because now you can kind of like spread your wings and not just do straight stand-up comedy. So it's good to see you doing that.
Thanks. All right, my turn. So I don't know if you know this, Jeremy, or whatever, but or anybody listening to this right now, but Deese is literally like of the best friends I've ever had in my whole life.
He's
bailed me out of many a sticky situation. And so
now, when you say friends, what do you mean?
Someone who actually.
When you say sticky situations, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, okay, so last week my tire popped, and the next day my window got shattered in. Ooh, and
that's
the
worst. I figured that post was about you.
Yeah, and my mom wanted me to file a police report, but I didn't have my car registered yet. I didn't fucking know that in Washington you have to fucking sell your firstborn child to afford to get your car registered. But apparently that's why Deese has no kids, because he sold them all and he had enough money to skip out of work.
Yeah, I'm still Idaho register.
Yeah, I'm going to do it in Montana next time. But yeah, and just like no questions asked. He's like, by friend, he's like one of the only people who I know. No. Gross. He's my father.
He's your father.
But yeah, yeah.
You call him daddy?
Papa.
I'm sorry, I'll stop.
But yeah, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Much awesome. Appreciated. You're the absolute fucking best.
And whatever you need, you know that.
Thank you. And Jeremy, killer outfit. I don't care what Dee says.
Thank you.
That's killing me, that's for sure.
Ayo!
I had to have something tight fitting because my vasectomy.
Hold everything in place.
I don't know what that means.
I had my balls snipped last week.
It's not your balls, it's your vas deferens.
Yeah.
But why do you have to have something tight?
Because I had like the main tubes that connect to my balls cut in half. So now I can't have children.
Because you have so many already.
Yeah, I'm just firing blanks over here.
Oh, okay. Hey, congrats.
Yep.
Yeah, and also I really like being on the show and getting to know you better, and I have a lot of fun, and thanks for not kicking me off yet.
I have no say.
Never. You're on forever. That's why I can't
leave.
No,
I really like this setup that we have, like with the three of us. I don't think Deese likes it, but whatever.
I don't like any of you guys.
It'll be our show.
No, it's great. It is a great setup. The only Traz, when I had Traz and Jay, you know, we were on the show together for a long time, and we had a very great chemistry. But I think this is just as good, if not better, and it's different,
it's
but
better.
Not in a bad way. Or not.
No,
it's just
to Traz. I like Traz.
Yeah, it's different.
And Jay too.
Traz and I had chemistry. Jay and I had chemistry. They had chemistry. Like there's comedy, but like you know,
like Fleetwood Mac.
Right.
You guys were always like banging each other. And
yeah.
Riffs.
Never
and
banged anybody in this room. Let the record show.
You know, Jeremy.
Let the records also show that Deese is now standing outside of the room.
Yeah. but I mean, Jeremy and I have known each other for a long time. We have similar sense of humor. We can riff.
This podcast could just see our fucking personal Facebook.
Oh messages. God. We should.
Oh God.
Just the memes alone would
be.
Oh God. The
shit.
And then, but yeah. So no, it's great. I love it. I love the direction it's going. It's going to get better. And yeah. So, see, that was fun, guys, right?
I still have to compliment Sam.
No, you don't have to.
You don't, yeah.
He doesn't need
it
anymore.
You're cool. Also, what you said, thanks. We don't know each other very well, but, like, you're interesting.
Okay, we're done with that section anyway.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Go ahead and finish.
Interesting to talk to was the rest of the sentence and funny and...
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's... It's hard to compliment somebody you don't know that well.
It is. It always is. It's so uncomfortable. This like just kills the fucking show, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody gets so
it's
fucking
like
quiet
so
and it's just like.
Last time we did this, I left the room because I got so sweaty trying to compliment people.
I'm sweaty. All right.
I forgot about the fucking sweatiness.
It's basically having to write like your opening line to an online dating match.
Oh, yeah.
But
like
face to face with
someone. Off the top of your head.
I love
it.
That's good for you guys. It's good to make you feel
uncomfortable. I like how you said that. It's good for you
guys. It is good for you guys.
You
make
kids.
You feel uncomfortable for a while, man. You got to get out of your comfort zone.
Fuck, dude. You think I don't feel uncomfortable all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you and everybody else.
Okay, guys, thank you for hanging out. Come back next week. We've got comedian Chris Army on the show. Come, take a listen to that.
What's that guy's deal?
He was in the Marines.
We'll listen to the next episode and you'll find out. Also, this Saturday at the High Neighbor, the Social Hour Comedy Showcase is going to be bringing you a great comedy event. Steve Johnson, Lucas Prump.
Never heard of him.
And Ronnie Taylor will be there. Also, let's see what else. I'm going to be doing a live stream comedy thing at the Checkerboard this Thursday.
Live stream?
It's not my show. I'm just on it. It's a live stream entertainment.
Twitch?
I will get you more details, but I am at the Checkerboard. You can go to 509entertainment.com and find out more information.
Is that what's their names that were on here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They're doing a live stream show from the Checkerboard. I think once.
So you're opening up
week.
For a whole bunch of local rappers?
No, they have different guests on. They interview and then I'm going to perform. And they do it once a week, every Thursday from the Checkerboard. I'll be one of the guests on the 25th. And then also on the 26th, I'll be back in Shooters in Lewiston and a bunch
Man,
of stuff coming up.
They love you down there.
Oh, they do. They love them some D's. Also, for
Ridiculous.
my people I know on the
Get
west side.
Get some fucking taste, Lewiston.
Yeah, no. David, it's Lewiston. guys, starting in May, I will be in at the Tacoma Comedy Club from the May 1st through May 8th. So come see me.
Who the fuck are you opening for? Like, what the hell is that about?
One weekend is with Kyle Kinane.
Nice.
Ooh,
and then
wow.
I've got another. That's the second time I got to open for him.
That's
actually.
Kyle's awesome, man.
So that'll be good. I'm lucky. I love Kyle. So he's one of my favorite comics. He's a super nice guy. So I'm looking forward to that. Then I'll be doing some other stuff. I'll be in Pendleton. I'll be at Wild Horse Casino after that. And all sorts
opening
of
for Kyle Kinane, and then I'll be in Pendleton.
It's a casino gig. All right. Well, go to D's Comedy /calendar. Check out all the dates. Go to pantspending.com. Check out all the shows on the network.
Except
you know,
for that one.
You know what to do. Anyway. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. And for the Social Hour, I am Deese. And for Sophie, Jeremy, and Sam, thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to HBO, Game of Thrones, Midgets, Pterodactyls, VR Porn, Mr. Fantastic Sister, Alex Jones, Twilight Zone, and PETA. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
God.
Guys, if you wanted to watch a midget fuck a hemophiliac, they have websites for that.
's podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production
and part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!